and worship schedule today, 10 a.m.
因为我们有特别的讲员,
because we have a very special guest.
就是Sama姊妹,
and it's our sister Sama.
我可不可以请她到台上来好吗?
Sama, would you please come forward?
我想个人介绍她一下。
I want to introduce you to her.
我以前也不认识她。
Before, I don't know her.
是在那个Aaron跟Teresa的这个婚礼上面。
I met her at Aaron and Teresa's wedding.
他们在他们的婚宴的时候, wedding reception.
So at their wedding reception,
他们就请Sama姊妹来做见证。
So they had Sister Sama come and gave her testimony.
我听了以后非常的感动。
I was very touched by her testimony.
因为她那天也说她要给30本书哦, 免费的。
She said she was going to give away 30 free books of her books.
然后她还要签名。
And she's going to...
Autograph.
Holograph it.
所以我就立刻跑去, 我知道再晚一点去就没有。
So I ran fast to get a copy.
我想大概我是第一或第二个人。
I think I'm the first or second one to get a copy of the book.
也跟他有一些交流。
So I had some interaction with her.
她人生有非常特别的经历。
She has very special experiences in her life.
我们通常一个人就是生一次死一次。
Most of us, we born once and we die once.
她是生了一次又死掉又活过来。
Well, she was born and she died and she came back again. So in a little bit, she'll share us her story. So Johnny's going to come and translate for her. Let's welcome her.
Good morning. 各位早安.
It's... honor to be here with you this morning. May I ask you for not to take pictures, no videos? I would appreciate that.
我非常的荣幸能够在你们中间，可以请你们不要照相，还有不要录像。
And if you took, could you please just delete it?
假如你有照相的话，请你把它删掉。I
would appreciate that.
会非常的感谢你们。
All right, let me pray. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence.
圣灵, 我欢迎你的同在, 感谢你的同在。
And we just thank you. You will speak through me.
谢谢你借着我来说话。
And I just ask, anoint your word.
求你来膏抹我的话语。
With your spirit.
用你的圣灵。
And bring life.
也赐给我们生命。
Resurrection.
还有复活的生命。
Healing.
医治。
Deliverance.
还有释放。
And salvation.
还有拯救。
And we just thank you, you'll be glorified today.
我们感谢, 因为你的名会被高举。
We ask that heaven be open.
求这个天空打开,
and angels will be released.
还有神的天使被释放出来,
and our hearts to be changed for eternity.
还有我们的心被改变,
encountering you and your glory and your love.
来遇见你的爱, 你的荣耀,
and I thank you, Lord, that we will bring fruit for eternity.
感谢你会, 在永恒里面结果子。
We bless your holy name.
也祝福你圣洁的名,
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名求, Amen.
Okay, if you have your Bibles, would you please open up to the book of Revelation?
假如你有你的圣经, 请你打开到,
and Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
在启示录第12章11节,
and it says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they did not love their lives even in the face of death.
圣上面写说, 他们靠着羔羊的宝血已经胜过世界, 就算他面对死亡也不害怕。
And if you have it, would you please just read it with me? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing is the word of God.
你知道吗? 就是信心是从听神的话语而来的, 所以希望你们能听我讲。
Ready?
真的吗?
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
你们开打开了吗? 翻开了吗? 启示录12章11节。
Read it in your lovely language, Chinese.
请你们一同来念好吗? 用你的话语, 用你们的语言来读。
One,
ready? Two, three, 一起来。 弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道, 他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命性命。
So, I only words that I know in Chinese, it's, 你好。
他唯一知道的华语是你好。 耶稣爱你。 Jesus love you and I love you.
谢谢。
谢谢。 还有, thank you. 这是他对中文的了解。
So the main words that I know.
这就是, 这么多。
So it's really an honor to be here. Thank you for having me. But I'd like to share about the glory of the Lord, what He has done.
我很感谢你们让我来今天到这里跟你们分享神在我们生命里面所做的。
And just giving thanks for the Lord's goodness.
还有感谢神的美好美善。
So I come from Middle East, and my background, I'm coming from a Muslim country, and I was a Muslim.
我让你们了解我一下，我的背景其实我是从一个穆斯林的国家来，以前也是一个穆斯林教徒。
I grew up in a family that my father was one of the teachers of Islam.
所以我的父亲其实是回教徒的领袖，是一个教师。
So I grew up in a big family as I believe be fruitful and multiply. I'm a tenth child.
所以我是从一个很大的家庭来的，我家里有，我是第十个小孩。
So,
很多兄弟姐妹。Yeah.
So they obey the tenth commandment, which is be fruitful and multiply.
所以他们真的非常的遵守神的十诫，就是生养众多。
So immediately they have a lot of children.
所以我真的有。
Children is a blessing.
所以孩儿女是神的祝福。
So I grew up very, you know, being a youngest baby in the family, the tenth one, I was lavished with love.
所以我从小长大，我是最小的，那个姐，最小的家里最小，所以我有很多的爱。
So in that moment, growing up, even in the family that loves me, I was something was growing up. I was like, it was, not satisfying.
可是虽然我家里的人都很爱我，可是。总是有心里面有一个缺陷，就是不满足。
And from young age, I started practicing Islam because my father was one of the teachers of Islam, and next to my home was a mosque.
所以，因为我从小到长大，我都一直在就是操练这个回教，因为我是回教徒，我的父亲也是，而且我家就住在那个他们回教这清真寺的旁边。
And in that moment, I started practicing Islam, praying 5 times a day, and fasting the month of Ramadan, giving alms, and doing what Islam was requiring, all the religion, learning and working,
从小
performing.
就一直就是遵守他们所有的规条，一天要祷告五次，非常的虔诚。然后所有的守他们的节日，就是所有的规条，都是凭着努力去做的。
And in that moment, even though I knew as a Muslim, I do all this, it's not enough because I never had assurance of heaven. I knew if I'm going to die, I'm going to go to hell.
就是，就虽然我做这么多努力，可是我也从来没有心里面一个确据，说我以后可以去天上，去天堂，反而是会知道说我一定是要去地狱的。
And was trying to by my good works to earn my salvation.
我们是要凭着你的好行为来赚取到天堂。
But never had peace.
所以我从来没有平安。
So what happened in my country at a young age, war started, which was civil war, end up with religious war.
所以我很小的时候，我的国家就开始有内战，而且它的开始是，表面是内战，其实就是跟宗教有关系的战争。
And when then I saw Muslims killing Muslims, I started questioning if Islam was a religion of peace or war.
所以我看到很多回教徒彼此残杀，我就开始怀疑。为什么回教会相信有平安吗？这里面
？And in that moment, I was just asking the Lord, because I was seeking so much death basically, and 100,000 were killed in genocide, and you know, refugees, millions of refugees.
我就目睹很多的人，很多的死亡，很多的人就因为这样子就成千上万的人就。被杀了。
And in that time of destruction and oppression, seeing so much bombs and shooting and snipers and you know death, I was even more paralyzed by the fear of death.
我看见这么多的这些的恐吓，还有这些炸弹这些的毁灭，我心里面充满了对死亡的恐惧。
And in that time, you know what happened? I was almost killed in the line of bread because of.Famine started in our country, and big depression. So, I was almost shot by the police, and the bullets were just passing me like an inch. In that moment, I started crying out to Allah, but He was not answering.
我曾经我们的国家有经历过饥荒，而且还有动乱，很多的这些的征战，还有一次的经历就是police 就是警察，他在我的前面，在我一寸的距离， 打开枪，差点就打到我，然后我在当时心里面就呼求阿拉，就是他们的神，可是他们的神却没有回应。
And I remember at that time, started crying out to God of Creator God. I said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you're real, if you exist, come and save my life. And I was snatched from that. I was the God of universe heard my cry, so I was released.
所以后来我就转向呼求说，这个是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神，向这个创造宇宙万物的神呼求的时候，当他这样一呼求，神就拯救他从里面逃脱。
And it was the first time that it was actually God who heard me and answered my cry. It was the first time answered the prayer, which really grasped my attention that this God actually hears and He answers.
这是我第一次经验到说这一位神是会听祷告，而且他回应我的祷告。我第一次经历这是活的神。
And what that happened in that moment, I remember I started to was basically in our country the depression was and because of all men was forced to go to the war. So my brothers and my father went to the war, but they put me in self-defense because it was so much rape and kidnapping and brutally basically.Women were just violated.
所以他们的当时的情形是因为有太多的战争，所以所有的男人都要出去打仗，然后他们的家人就把他送去要学习自我防卫，要学习怎么样打功夫，因为当时有太多的罪恶，到处都有这种像强奸啊，或是被人家掳走的这种情况出现，所以他们要学会自己保护自己。
And in that moment, learning self-defense classes, because I was weak, you know, and if anyone will attack me, in order that I will know self-defense, that will be at least protecting my life and my friend's life.
所以当时我还很小，可是我必须要学习自卫，不然的话，他们随时就可以攻击我。我学习这个防卫的，就是可以保护自己，也可以保护我的朋友。
In that moment, my friend told me about this classes, the coach was a Muslim, but he brought the children Bible because it was so captivating, the pictures in the Bible, because Quran doesn't have no pictures.I was basically fascinated by the pictures of the Bible.
所以当他去学习这个智慧的课程，是吧？跆拳道 ，I don't know. 他就那个老师也是回教徒，可是他就带了一些儿童的圣经，里面有很多的图片。他就看到那圣经里面图片，就非常的被吸引，因为他们原本的可兰经里面是没有图片的。
So in that time, the hunger for truth.That set me free was a step of one was for me be fascinated by the pictures of the Bible.
So, 第一步我在寻求真理的时候，就是被这圣经里面的图画所吸引。
And that time, I want to read the Bible and find out for myself why it's forbidden. And basically, that brought me to the truth.
所以我自己就在寻求真理的时候，我就开始想要了解为什么圣经是被禁止不能看的，所以我第一次读圣经就找到真理。
But it was a process, and the process in the time I remember it was like the Lord was sending different ones. So the time we didn't have electricity, I was flipping through the channels when we had twice or three times electricity or power. I was watching a cartoon which was Superbook. It was all about the miracles of Jesus that I was really drawn to.
所以他。在这样的过，他怎么样认识主是有一个过程的。其中有一次就是他在家里没有电的时候，可是他竟然在开电视，看不同的视频，就刚好翻到一个是讲到耶稣的见证，也讲到很多他的神迹奇事，他就被这个节目所吸引。
And I remember in that moment, it was just a process. Another time was my friends invited me to come outside and watch movie, and guess what movie was it? It was Jesus film.Which I was really touched through it.
所以有一次，他的朋友也邀请他，刚好就看了，要邀请他看一部电影。那刚好那部电影就是耶稣电影，所以他也被这个电影的内容非常的吸引而感动流泪。
But it was just, you know, little seeds that the Lord sowed. But it was actually the most of the way Jesus came to the Muslims today. It's through dreams and visions. So he came in a dream.
所以 虽然神在过去一步一步慢慢的带领吸引我，可是大部分的回教徒怎么信主呢？都是透过梦里面的异象。
So in that moment when Jesus appeared in the dream, man in the white, and he showed me a way to follow him.
当时有一次神就在我的梦里面显现，他就穿着白袍就跟我说，你来跟随我吧。
And eventually when I read the gospel of John 14:6, it says, I'm the way and truth and life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That was really the word become alive.
所以当时我在读圣经就读到约翰福音14:6，就说没有人能够来到天父面前除非透过主耶稣。所以当时我读到这里的时候，这神的话真的变成活的。
And in that time, I remember, what happened, was such a transformation by the word of God.
这个过程是真的是被神所改变。
And the most, because it's like 37,000 Muslims dying without the hearing the gospel every day, because it's 1.7 billion Muslims in the world. So because of the Jesus appearing himself to the Muslims and so many Muslims getting saved.
因为每一天都有37,000人的的回教徒是去世是没有听过福音的，而且有超过成亿以上的回教徒在这世界上，所以他们都是透过耶稣亲身的显现给他们，这样子来信主的。
And what happened in that moment? It was just really the Lord was working in my heart, and I couldn't put down the Bible. I mean, I was reading it from beginning till end, and because it's so forbidden to read for us the Bible, it's better for Muslims to read the Quran. Only Imams has the right to read it. So I was hiding in the bathroom, and that we won't be caught because we'll be in trouble if we'll be found. And basically, I couldn't put it down from beginning till end.
所以他当时被神的灵在他身里面工作，他就没有办法把圣经放下来，他从头就一直读到尾。可是因为圣经是被禁止的一本书，只有某一些人才可以读的，所以他就躲在这个厕所里面读圣经。可是他一拿起圣经，他就没有办法放下来，他要从头一直读到尾。
So, in that process, because of recession we had, my dad went bankrupt, lost all his riches, even though he was a lawyer. So I couldn't pay for my training anymore.
Oh, because 当时的社会的经济不紧，然后我爸爸也掉入破产。然后他虽然他是一个律师，可是他也没有经济能力再供应我继续去上课。
But my coach was very encouraging. He said, you know.It's very, you have potential. So he told me, the guy who came from Asia, he was teaching self-defense classes, which was for free, which was music to my ears. And I really want to go find out why.
So 他爸爸还是觉得说他很有天分，所以也希望他继续能学习。然后他爸爸就让他就发现说那个智慧的课其实可以是免费去上的，所以他就很开心听到这个消息。
And when I came and find out, actually, it was a missionary who brought the gospel through sports. So the Lord can use anything to bring so many to the gospel, and especially at that time.
所以后来他才发现，为什么这个课是免费的呢？是因为原来这个教智慧课的人，他是宣教士，他有外来的资源辅助他们，所以他们可以免费的教课。
And so what happened in that moment, came to find out about God. I mean, actually, I want to be a warrior to fight, but I found about God.
他没有想到说，本来想要学习成为一个战士去征战，结果成为能够认识主了。神就透过各样奇妙的方式让他认识耶稣。
So it's like really coming out fighting a good fight of faith.
所以真的后来结果就是来一个信心的征战。
So the Lord knows His ways is always greater.
我们真知道神的道路是高过我们的。
So what happened in that moment when I came, that about like 50 of us teenagers showed up. So the first day, the coach started sharing about the God of love.
So
is that
50? 55.
Oh, 所以有50第一天的课程就有50个小孩子出现，他们第一他天所上的课就是关于神的爱。
So in that moment, being a Muslim, as the picture of God to me was, He's a distant God. If I will do any mistake, He'll punish me and go to hell and burn in all eternity. Because of that, whatever I did, because of fear.
就以前回教徒对神的印象是一个惧怕的，他是离我们很远的，他是你每做错一件任何一件小事情，你就要被扔去地狱，然后在那个火里面永远不灭亡的火，所以我们对神的感觉是惧怕。
And the stronghold of Islam is fear. So that moment, I was paralyzed by fear.
所以在当时我因为回教徒是用惧怕来控制人，所以我当时的情形是一个在一个惧怕里面。
And what happened when he told me God is love? That really struck me.
可是当那个老师告诉我说神是爱的时候，这是非常的震撼我。
And he told me God loves me and he knows me by name.
而且他告诉我说神爱我，而且他知道我的名字。
And he said, you know, he knows you by name. Even I was thinking if it's like 6-7 billion people in the world and he cares to know me by name, that was really significant.
所以对我来说，这世界上有那么多的人，神竟然知道我的名字，这是一件非常不容易的事情。
And then it was just continuing saying he actually numbered my hair. That was so touching.
还有圣经也有讲到说神计算过我们的头发，这也是对我非常的感动。
And he thought about him like sand on the seashore.
还有是在海边的沙。
And especially being a woman in Islam, which doesn't have any value, that was really, very, touching.
这些话语对我们这些回教徒里面的女性来讲是非常的重要而且感动，因为回教徒女性在回教徒里面是没有任何价值的。
What was really touched me, it was actually God.
我就很感动，因为这是神。
Who loved me and he sacrificed his son.
他爱我，而且他愿意献上他的儿子。
So, by believing in him, I won't perish.
而且相信他的时候，我不需要灭亡。
And not go to hell.
也不会到地狱的火。
But go to heaven and have eternal life.
反而是去到天上跟他有永生。
And I couldn't comprehend such a love.
我不能理解这种爱。
Because it's 99 names of Allah in the Quran to his missed father in love. 99 names of Allah in the Quran, two is missed, Father and Love.
在99个名字在可兰经里面对神的名字里面有两个名字，其中一个是父亲还有爱。
So because many Muslims coming from the descendant of Ishmael and he was rejected by Abraham because it's actually that God is not a father, it's a mindset and he doesn't have a son, the orphan spirit.
因为很多回教徒他们的祖先就是从以实玛利的祖先留下来的，所以他们的那个思想里面其实是没有父亲，他们的思想的价值就是一个孤儿的灵。
And that time that he said actually you are a daughter of God because by the adoption the Lord, that was really moving to find out that actually I am a daughter through the becoming through the Christ and becoming aFinding your identity, it was just really moving and changing as a daughter.
所以我后来在基督里面，我发现我真正的身份，神爱我，他透过基督让我被领养到神的家里面，我是神的儿女的身份，这是对我是一个非常的感动。
Because by believing him, we became a children of God.
因为我们相信耶稣，所以我们成为神的儿女。
I couldn't comprehend such a love because you know that love that sacrifice because in Islam it's actually vice versa. Maybe you blow up yourself, maybe we'll get to heaven. But this God actually laid down his life that I might live.
这种爱是我很难理解的，因为在回教里面它可能是相反的，神从来不会为我们牺牲，相反是我们要牺牲我们自己的性命，只有把自己被一个炸弹去炸开了，然后才有可能去到天上。去到天堂，可是我们这位神却愿意为我们的缘故献上他的儿子。
So in that moment, it was my heart was burning when he was sharing. So I was like, this is my last hope. So in that moment of desperation, he just said, "Come to church." I didn't have an experience yet. So, but he was like, the coach was inviting me to come to church.
所以当时我还没有，就是因为这些真理非常的吸引我，他们就邀请我去教会，所以当时我还没有什么其他特别的经历，可是我就也愿意去教会。
And in that time, you know, it's for Muslims, it's really forbidden to go to the church, so you will be called infidel and you will be persecuted. But I was so desperate that I want to really find God.That actually I went, but didn't tell my family, of course.
所以当时他因为心里面非常的饥渴，非常的渴慕， 认识这位神，虽然去教会是被禁止的，被发现的话会被人家攻击逼迫的，可是他没有告诉他的家人，他还是要去教会，因为他心里面非常的渴望。
And that time when I came to church, I saw such a love atmosphere in the church.
在教会里面，我真的经历到那种爱的同在，非常有爱的气氛。
Like in the Bible says, when you truly love each other, you're my disciples.
就像圣经里面说，你看你的门徒彼此相爱，就看见彼此当你们彼此相爱，人家就看见你是神的门徒了。
And it was just such a love of the body which was really tangible.
真的是在肢体彼此相爱的那种真实。
Expressing the love of Christ.
就是在看见基督的爱。
And then was also the joy in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit was so powerful. So everyone was getting drunk in the Spirit. They were just traveling in the Spirit. So it was really significant presence of the Lord.
所以而且神的同在非常的强烈，很多人都在圣灵里面在彰显呢，很多人都经历那个神的大能同在。
And that moment when the worship was and the sermon, it was such a really amazing presence of God.
还有那个他们传讲神的话语的时候，也有非常大神的同在。
And the pastor after the sermon, he made an altar call. He said, "Would you like to come up front and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior?"
当那个牧师讲完他的道以后，他就邀请有谁愿意来到前面来信靠主耶稣。
In that moment, I was like, "Oh, I was still in the back, hiding in the fear." You know, covered in a Muslim outfit, I was like, "No, thank you. I'm a Muslim."
当他那个当时他还很害怕，站在最后面，他穿着那种回教徒女性的服装，就全身盖着，就在惧怕的里面，他就说不，没有了，谢谢，我是一个回教徒，不能相信耶稣。
But then he made another invitation which Muslim won't reject. He said, "Would you like to come up front and experience God who really answers? If you have any prayer requests, come and experience Him."
可是后来那个牧师在给我们另外的邀请，就是没有人会拒绝，就是说假如你想要经历神的话，你想要经历神是听祷告的神，你就来到前面吧。
And that moment I broke into the prayer that I cried out in the line of bread. I was about to be shot with the police. And then when I cried out to God and he heard me and I said, "If you're the same God, I want you to bring peace in my country because I was tired of the war. If you bring peace in the Middle East, then I will follow you the rest of my life," I said.
所以当那个牧师讲到这句话的时候，他就想起他之前那个经历，就是他向神呼求的时候，那个警察要发那个子弹的时候，他神就回应他的祷告，所以他就在心里面再一次呼求神说，假如你是这样的真实同样的那位神，求你带给我们的国家有平安，赐给我们平安，也赐给我他现在的平安。
In that moment, it was a big church. Thousands of people were there from different nations. So I tried to make my way to the altar.
所以那个教会是蛮大的教会，是有一千几千人的教会，所以他就很努力试着要往走到前面去。
And when I made my way, and the altar was a big wooden cross. Well, when I saw, I was like a little bit hesitated.
到前面去，他就看到他们那个十字架，十字架是一个木头做的十字架。他看到那个十字架的时候，就有点犹疑。
And in that moment, because a symbol of cross for Muslims is a symbol of Christianity, and as well, it's where Jesus was crucified. So it was a symbol of death to me.
所以当他看到十字架的时候，为什么惧怕？因为对回教徒来说，这是代表基督教的一个。标志，而且它也代表死亡，代表耶稣在这十字架上面死了。
And because I was paralyzed by fear of death, I was like, "Wow, death even followed me here," and I was so afraid.
那当时因为他非常的惧怕死亡，他看到那十字架的时候，还想到说，这种对死亡的惧怕一直跟随着他到这个地步。
And in that moment, anyway, I made my way because I was so desperate for answer and to finding God. So pastor was praying for the people.
所以当时他因为虽然他有这样的惧怕，可是他仍依然还是走到前面去，因为他非常的对神有那种渴慕。他就走到前面，然后看到牧师为很多的人祷告。
So he barely lay his hands on me. The power of God touched me.
当那个牧师把他的手放在我身上的时候，神的大能就触摸我。
And the Holy Spirit touched me, and I was on the ground.
然后神的灵触摸我就我就。倒击倒在地上。
And that cross that I was so afraid to look because it was a symbol of death to me. The Lord appeared on that cross and I had open vision of Jesus.
当他被击倒的时候，他虽然对那十字架有一种惧怕，可是神当时就向他显现，就透过这个十字架，他看到耶稣钉在那个十字架上面，有一个异象。
And Jesus appeared on that cross.
就耶稣就显明在那个十字架上面。
And he was pierced and crucified.
他的手脚都被钉着，然后被钉死。
And he started talking to me and he said, Sama, you deserve to die, but that I died instead of you so that you might live.
是他，然后耶稣就在十字架上对我说，你其实是应该死的，可是我为你而死。
And he said, stop striving for my love, just receive it, it's a gift.
他说你不需要再尝试努力赚取我的爱，就只是领受他吧，你就领受神的爱吧。
By my grace.
是因着我的恩典。
Through faith.
透过信心
Just repent and believe in me.
就是悔改就相信我吧
and you will be my child.
你就会成为我的儿女
Not because what you have done, because what I have done.
不是因为你所做的一切是因为我所做的一切
And the, my blood is enough.
而且是我的宝血就足够了
It paid it all.
你完全的付清你的罪债
For all your sin and shame and guilt.
完全付清你所有的羞耻还有的罪疚感
And in that moment,As me growing up as a Muslim, we always sacrifice the blood of the animals.
从小到大，我们回教徒都会有这种献祭、献动物的祭。
And especially the blood of the lamb.
特别是献羔羊羔的祭。
Which points to the Lamb of God.
其实这个动作是指向耶稣基督。
And he said, "I'm the Lamb of God."
然后耶稣对我说，我就是神的羔羊。
And I wash to clean with my precious blood.
而且我会洗净你的罪，用我的血。
And it's really hit me because
这个真的是对我说话，因为
a prophet of Islam, Muhammad, he didn't lay down for me that I might live.
因为回教徒的领袖创始者
he didn't die for me.
他没有为我而死啊。
And no Buddha, no Krishna, no any other religion in the world, no any God who laid down life.
没有任何其他的宗教的领袖，没有佛教也不会，他们的领袖也都没有为我而死。
And even though their blood wouldn't cleanse me, because they're sinners.
他们都没有办法来洁净我的罪，因为他们也是罪人。
But it's a God who became a man actually and took my sins.
可是
and his blood was, he's holy.
可是神的儿子成为人，他为我们的罪而死，而且他的血是圣洁的。
And he made me his righteousness. That really touched me.
而且他让我成为圣洁，他的义成为我的义，这非常感动我。
His perfect love that laid down his life for the friend that really touched me. I was sobbing on the ground for hours.
所以我就在地上一直的流泪，又非常的感动，流泪很长的时间。
And I remember that moment. What happened? I was born again.
所以我当下就重生了。
Because the perfect love of God cast out all the fears.
因为神完全的爱使一切惧怕都挪去。
And all the doubts.
所有的疑惑都挪走。
So it's that God has a son that he sacrificed.
因为神的儿子已经献上了。
And that moment, I receive him as my Lord and Savior.
所以当时我就接受耶稣基督成为我的救主和主。
I was baptized by the power of Holy Spirit.
我就被圣灵的大能所充满。
And I was encountered by the God of love.
我是被神的爱，我是遇见神的爱。
And remember, I went to receive prayer for peace in my country.
记不记得我还求神说，为他的国家祷告有平安吗
？You know, the Prince of Peace entered my heart.
可是这个平安的君王就进到我的心里面。
And I had peace in God finally.
我终于在神里面有平安了。
And he eventually answered because he's an answer.
而且后来他就回应我的祷告，因为他是垂听祷告的神。
And brought peace after so many years of war in my country.
在我的国家里面，虽然经过那么多年的征战，终于有平安来到。
And I don't have to pray to Allah 5 times a day.
我不需要每天五次向阿拉祷告，用Arabic 阿拉伯人。
And it just I can communicate to him.Non-stop, unceasingly, 24/7, and have a relationship with him, heart to heart.
而现在我可以24小时在心里面跟他连接，这样子的心对心的这种亲密的关系。
And have a love relationship, no religion.
不是一个宗教，而是一个爱的关系。
And in that moment, you know, and now I knew my destination that I'm going to heaven. I wasn't afraid to die anymore.
从那时候我就知道我的终点是在天上，所以我就不再惧怕死亡了。
I was released from the fear of death.
我就从那个对死亡的惧怕里面释放出来。
And you know, when you're in love, you want to tell the world.
当你知道你经历这样的爱，你就想要告诉全世界的人。
You cannot hold it to yourself.
你不能只有对于自己保留给自己。
And I started sharing His love with my friends and family and relatives everywhere, evangelizing in buses and hospitals, taxis everywhere.
所以他就开始了传福音，到哪里去都一直在传福音，到他的朋友、他的家人、到医院什么地方，他都一直传讲神的爱。
I was transformed by the love of God.
我就被神的爱而改变。
The transformation was so obvious that two of my sisters they saw such a change that they actually started also following Jesus.
他我因为他的生命被神这么大的爱所改变，连他的姐妹，他家里面有两个姐姐看见他的改变就感动了，就要一起来跟随耶稣。
Because of fruit of love will follow.
因为神爱的那个果子就结出来，人家看见他们就来跟随。
And in that moment, you know, it was such a revival. So many Muslims started coming to the Lord.
所以当时那个地方有很大的一个复兴，有很成千上万的人，回教徒来跟随耶稣。
Healings took place, signs and wonders and miracles.
很多的神迹奇事、医治的大能来到。
But it's you know, in a Muslim country.It's actually persecution.
你知道，在一个回教的国家，就会面对逼迫。
Middle East, it's a very family oriented and tribal culture, community relational culture.
因为中东的文化，他们是非常的注重家庭，注重一个酋长，就是有一个领袖型的这种的形式。
And it's a shame and honor culture as well.
而且也是一种羞耻跟尊荣的一个文化
，and it's honor and killing，
还而且他们也尊荣从杀
in Islam
杀戮的在回教徒里面，在回教里面
，jihad is a sixth pillar of Islam, which is a holy war against unbeliever. And if you convert from Islam, you will be target number one to be killed.
而且圣战就是在回教徒里面是非常平常，他们假如你不是回教徒，应该说我们基督徒会是他们第一个首选，他们所征战的对象，所杀戮的对象。
So, the community next to my home, it's a mosque, and the word spread out that I become a Christian, so they were, want to excommunicate me from community and actually kill me.
因为我家就住在清真寺的旁边，然后开始有人就知道我成为基督徒，就有人想要来追杀他。
And especially, you know, My father was one of the teachers of Islam.
特别是我父亲其实是回教徒的领袖，是他们的老师。
An elder as well.
是他们的长老。
So because of that, it was just, you know, it was a shame.
所以这样的情形就是我成为我家族的一种羞耻。
Basically, my father was so precious that he lost his face, so he actually came to talk to me.
他就我父亲因为这个缘故，很大的压力，然后他就来跟我说话。
Especially after we were baptized in the water baptism represents that you really become a follower of Christ.
特别是当我在受洗之后，因为受洗就是代表我与基督同埋葬、同复活嘛。
And in the Middle East, when you're baptized, it will cost you all everything, your life as well.
当你在回最中东里面，在中东的地区，假如你受洗的时候，就代表你会要预备你的心，准备失去一切。
So me and my sister were baptized in the water, and the church gave us a certificate of water baptism, so we were celebrating that day.
所以我跟我的姐姐就一同的受洗，然后当天我们就拿到我们受洗的证书。
So they will bear this cross and race for the new life to live for Him alone.
就说我就在说明我们是为主而活，单单为他而活。
But my brothers and my father found out that certificates of water baptism, so they came and questioned us if we really become a follower of Christ.
他就，可是我的家人、我的父亲、我的哥哥，他发现了我这个受洗的证书在家里，他就来询问我，他就直问我说：“你是不是成为耶稣的门徒了？”
And we answered that we became.
我们就说是的。
And they were like, You crazy because they were so mad that they were believing that I recruit my sisters and they were like, well, they're trying to make us all Christians as well.
他们就很生气的对我和我姐姐说，他们会被 希望把我们全部都变成基督徒呢？
But I told them, not only you, my desire is that everyone will be saved, all of the world.
可是其我的回应是说，不只有你们，是全世界的人，因为神愿万人得救。
And they were like, "Wow, you're crazy."
他说你们是发疯了。
And they actually gave me really a choice between death and life. And they said, "If you will come back to Islam, you're gonna live. If you won't deny Jesus, we're gonna kill you."
他就我的哥哥当时就给我一个选择，就说假如你愿意回到回教徒，你就有一条活路；不然呢，他们就要全部把你杀了。
And this is my own family.
可是这是我自己的家人、亲人。
In that moment, you know, the Lord reminded me, even though your family forsake you, I will never leave you or forsake you.
可是当时神的话语就提醒我说，就算你的家人都离开你，所有的人都离开，神是不会离弃你。
And they beat me.
可他们也殴打我。
But Jesus said, when you strike in one cheek, put another one.
可是神耶稣说，当人家打你的右边，你给他左边也打。
And he promised that we will be persecuted.
神耶稣是有说，我们的确会被逼迫。
And he was persecuting the apostles and the prophets, so we will be as well. The apostles, Jesus, the prophets were persecuted, and we will be persecuted as well.
所以因为耶稣也曾经被逼迫，所以我们也是同样会被逼迫。
And in that time, you know, Jesus was there, and you know, even though I was bleeding and unrecognized and bruised and spit on,
虽然我那时候是有受伤又流血，而且被唾弃。
Because Jesus went through this all, I was able to follow His.
可是因为耶稣也经历过这一切，所以我能够跟随他。
Because sharing his suffering will share the glory.
因为你与基督同享同受这个痛苦，你也会同与他同享受荣耀。
And in that moment, my father actually was strangling me, saying, "Deny Jesus." And I said, "No, Jesus is my life. No, Jesus, no life to me."
假如然后当时我的父亲基本上是掐着他的脖子说，你一定要放弃你的信仰，要离开耶稣。可是他的回应说，我不能没有耶稣，因为没有耶稣就是没有生命。
And you know, in that time, the Lord just reminded me. He said, "If you will be ashamed of me before the people, I will be ashamed of before my heavenly Father. But if you acknowledge me before the people, I will acknowledge you before my heavenly Father and angels."
那时候神就提醒我那句经文，就是说，你若在人前承认我的话，我也在父亲，就在天上的父面前承认你。假如你在人面前拒绝否认否定耶稣的话，我也在天父上面前否定你。
And at that moment, I remember I passed out.
我还记得当时我就失去意识了。
Even though I lost everything,
虽然我失去了所有
，Jesus became my everything.
可是耶稣成为我的一切。
And the next morning when I woke up, my Bible was taken from me, teared apart and burned, and my clothes were taken and I was locked.
我第二天醒过来的时候，我就发现原来我的圣经就从我身上拿走了，就被撕裂，然后被烧掉了，然后我的衣服也拿掉，然后我被锁在一个密室里面。
And I wasn't able to freely worship Jesus in my own home.
可是
you was.Was not.
Yeah, 我不能在我自己的家里自由地敬拜神。
And that moment, I started crying out to God, and I was asking, "What am I supposed to do in this situation?" I actually went run away from home into the church because the church was open 24/7. That I will just can't cry out my heart to Him.
我那时候就不知道如何怎么做，我就祷告神说，我应该去哪里了？神就因为他附近有一个教会是24小时都开放的，他就可以去那边自由地对神倾诉。
As the Lord speaks to me in many ways and most through the word, so He gave me the words from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, which says, "We don't fight against blood and flesh. The warfare is against the spiritual realm."
所以当神常常对我说话，用不同的方式，就是大部分的时候就是透过神的话，然后神就用以弗所书的章节来对我说，我们的征战对象不是属血气的，
而是属灵的。As the Lord revealed to me that my family is not my enemy. Enemy is devil.
所以神让我看见说，我的敌人不是我的家人，而是他们背后的黑暗权势是那个魔鬼。
So he told me this kind will be cast out by prayer and fasting.
神就告诉我说，我需要祷告和禁食。
So I like food, but I love Jesus more than food.
虽然我很喜欢食物，可是我爱耶稣比食物更多。
And it was the life changed to the fasting lifestyle.
所以我就一个生活改变，就一个成为一个禁食的一个。生活禁食，祷告禁食的生活形态。
And it was 7 days, 21, 40, and just however the Lord led.
就是 看神怎么样带领我。
And I thought in the beginning I couldn't live without the food, but you know, the righteous don't live by bread alone.
可一开始进食的时候，我以为我不能没有食物。可是后来慢慢我发现，我真正的食物是神的话。
So in that time, when I was fasting, it was feasting before the presence of the Lord.
当我在进食的时候，其实是在神面前一个大餐啊，吃神的话。
And I got lost in the worshiping Jesus and the Word and the prayer and just was in His presence.
可是在而且在神的同在里面敬拜，其实就是在吃喝神他自己。
And I was just already praising God for His promises, which are yes and amen in Christ Jesus.
而且我已经在感谢，感谢说阿门，神所有一切的应许，因为神因为一切的应许在基督里面都是是的。
And I was already like Jesus said, "It is written." When I was taken to the wilderness to the enemy, it is written basically by the word.
就是他的。就是讲到像耶稣被带到旷野里面，就是耶稣对魔鬼所讲的话，就说，就是圣经上记着说
，The me and my household will be saved。
他也同样的说，经上记着说，因为一人得救，全家必得救。
The me and my household will serve the Lord。
我和我的家人都要一同服侍神。
And it will be revival and outpouring of Holy Spirit。
而是在神的带领和时间之下。
So, and their name will be written in the book of life。
而且他们的名字会写在生命册上。
And in that already, you know, I was just by faith and thanking Jesus in advance.
所以我就是透过信心就已经先感谢神，为他的应许要实现而感谢神。
That He is mighty to save.
因为他是大能的拯救者。
He's more than able. He's so much bigger and greater.
他是大能的，他是比这一切都伟大。
So, but persecution actually accelerated even more.
可是当时的逼迫还比以前更厉害。
But faith never gives up.
可是信心是从来不放弃。
And the Lord never gives us a test that we can't handle.
而且神应许说不会给我们超过我们所能承受。
He will always give us grace that is sufficient.
而且他的恩典总是够我们用的。
Because you know that a testing time is like you know through fire, refining fire, only comes gold and silver.
而且你知道，在这个试炼的过程，只有透过试炼，你才会成为金，还有金银。才会被炼尽。
Our faith will come like gold.
我们的信心也成为金银。
And only through pressure comes diamonds, brilliant, and also the pearls.
而且透过这种压力才会有钻石，就还有珍珠，这种各样贵重的石块都是透过很高的压力下产生的。
And only in that moment of the persecution that I grew deeper in relationship with God and felt His closeness.
反而是因为在这种极大的逼迫里面，我跟神的关系更加的更深入，而且在神的爱里面长成。
That He is my rock.
就是神就是我的磐石。
That I trust in Him.
而且我信靠他。
And He will never fail me.
而且神不会让我失望。
He is so faithful.
他是何等的信实。
So in that moment, I got more actually more zealous and involved in ministry.
那当时我就更热心，而且在参与服事
，minister to the Lord and His people，
服事神和服事人
，and the Lord in the worship, in the prayer, in the teachings, in the Bible, and evangelism and missions。
就当时有很多的祷告和敬拜，还有很多的传福音。
And also, I got my black belt, and I was sharing the gospel through sports. So many came to the Lord.
而且我就。跆拳道黑带了，就然后还可以教导别人，让领导很多的人来信主。
And especially so many Muslims came to the Lord. So church started growing.
所以而且特别很多回教徒来到神的面前，那个教会就在增长。
And in that moment, you know, as persecution even actually accelerated.
当时那种逼迫就越来越厉害。
Our church actually was bombed by the terrorists.
我们的教会被回教徒攻击被
by extremists
攻击叫什么？被放炸弹了，就被一些极端分子放炸弹。
So thousands of Muslims already were turning to Christ and were paying the same price as I did. They were rejected by the community and family, but they was faithful even through the persecution.
是，那当时有很多的回教徒跟我的经历是一样的，也是被他们的家人逼迫，被他们的社区所撇弃。可是，
I forgot the rest of it.
所以可是有还是很多人很多人信主。
Sorry, basically, I will repeat. The word that I was saying, it's the Lord basically in the time of acceleration of persecution because so many thousands of Muslims started coming to Christ, the extremists just want to completely kill us.
极端分子其实他目的就希望把所有的基督徒都杀掉。
And I just came to church and the church was, we had two services because of so many people, thousands. So we started worshiping Christ.
我们教会因为很多的人所以就有两堂的聚会。当我们在敬拜神耶稣的时候。
Yes, we were worshiping, we heard the blast.
然后我们在敬拜的时候就听到一个炸弹爆炸。
The bomb was in the middle of the sanctuary.
原来在教堂的中间就有一个炸弹。
And it killed people in the back and in the middle of the church.
然后他就杀了在教会里面中间还有在后面的人。
Because of the blast was so intense.
因为那个爆炸声音非常大。
It was like an earthquake.
就好像地震一样。
It was so intense, shook all the building.
就是威力很大，整个建筑物都震动了。
And the roof and whole windows were just blown up and gone on the floor.
就建筑的那个。盖子跟门都被炸开了。
And in that time, it was so intense. It was all smoke. We didn't know it was a bomb explosion. We thought actually it's the second coming of Jesus because of intensity.
那种震荡很，我不知道怎么讲，太厉害到一个地步，他以为是耶稣要回来了，可是原来是发现是炸弹的威力这么大。
So we just pray for our interpreter in Jesus' name, clarity, help her to interpret the Holy Spirit.
为我祷告，让我翻译的正确。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I just make it funny. That's all. No.
Anyway. Okay. So this is not funny at all.
I know.
So this is serious in this moment of losing life for Christ.
这当时其实就是为主而牺牲呢。
And because you love Christ, laying down your life for Him.
因为你爱主，所以你要为主放下你的生命。
And in this moment, we thought, and we were raising hands and saying, "Come, Lord Jesus." The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come, Lord."
我们当时就举起双手说，圣灵与你的心腹对耶稣说，愿你来吧。
So it was announced it was a bomb explosion, because everyone couldn't find out, but finally it was announced.
后来我们才发现，原来那个是一个炸弹，被爆炸了。我们才晓得，原来不是耶稣第二次再来。
Chaos and panic started in the church. Thousands of people trying to make their way out.
后来他们这样宣布以后，就很多人就开始惧怕，就开始混乱。每个很多人都冲着要离开这个建筑。
And because I was in the worship, I just was the last one to get out. In the middle of the church, I saw my friends.And the body parts were all thrown all over, and a fountain of blood.
因为我是在敬拜里面，所以我可能是最后一两个人出去，然后我就看到很多朋友，我的朋友还有基督徒，他们身体被炸开，有很多的血在地上。
And in that moment, just you want to just run away and save your life because in that, chaos.
当时就很混乱，那每个人都出去，希望能够就。保护自己。
And I remember the moment I hear the voice that was telling me jump off from this building was a three-story of the building.
Three-story. So 当时我就听到有一种声音就说啊，从这边跳出去，那个教会有三层楼高。
And in that moment, I knew it wasn't God's voice, it was Satan. I said, Satan, the Lord rebukes you in Jesus' name. I took authority because the Lord gives us life and he only have a right to take it.
当时我听到这声音，我就抵挡他说：“撒旦退去吧，因为我知道赐我生命的是耶稣，而不是你。”
And in that moment, I just helped my friend. She was before to jump. I caught her before she lost it, so I saved her life.
他本来要我有一个朋友本来要跳出去，可是他就抓住他保护他，让他后来他就没有跳出去。
So I started going by the second floor, and I was helping my friends who were injured.
后来我就下到第二楼，我就帮助我朋友那些受伤的朋友。
And the second floor, about like 10 women were injured, and their clothes were all burned off, and they were pleading me to save their lives and bring them some help.
他们我看到有差不多十个女孩子，他们的衣服都着火了，他们就一直呼求叫，希望我帮助他们。
And bring them clothing to cover them as well.
给他们衣服可以盖住他们。
And I just could have run away and saved my life, but I really want to save their lives. I went outside with my sister's help, God help, and came back to the building.
我知道我可以就离开，就为了救自己保自己的命，可是我也希望帮助我的朋友，所以我出去了，跟我的姐姐出了出去教会，然后再进去希望帮助他们。
And in
再回来嘛。
In that moment, when I came back to the building, I was stuck on the first floor because of the traffic. Everyone was bringing the injured. I was stuck on the first floor.
所以当我离开教会再回去的时候，我就在一楼就被挡住了，因为有很多的人从里面要出来。
And on my right was a firebox extinguisher cabinet, and I didn't have the Kleenex bomb was hidden. Then I was leaning to it.
后来我不晓得原来在我的右边，一个距离他有原来有一个炸弹就被埋伏在那边。
And in that time, when the time came for the bomb, because it put timing for everyone, it blew up.
因为当时有一个定时炸弹在那个地方，我就不晓得说我朝上那个方向走的时候。
And I was flying in the air.
我就他那个炸弹就爆炸了，然后我就被炸到飞在天上去。
And such an excruciating pain went through all of my body.
然后我全身上下都非常疼痛。
And angel of death was choking me.
然后那个死亡的天使来带走，要来伤害我，掐他的脖子，不知道怎么讲。
And in that moment,
当那个时刻
，I was fighting for my last breath.
我就为我最后一口气而挣扎。
And in that moment, in so much excruciating pain,
当下我有非常全身下的疼痛，非常痛。
In my heart, I cried out that was which was my last words.
这我在心里面就呼求神，我最后的话。
I said, Jesus, help me.
我说主耶稣帮助我。
Jesus, save me.
耶稣来救我。
And when the righteous cry out to Jesus' name, will be saved.
因为你说所有向你呼求的人。向你名呼求的人就会被拯救，
And his name
会被得救。
Savior.
而且您名字是拯救者。
And I remember I breathed my last and I was gone.
我还记得我呼出我最后一口气，我就死了。
And when I experienced death,
然后我就经历死亡。
When I opened my eyes,
当我开我的眼睛的时候，
I was before the Lord,
我就在耶稣的面前，
face to face,
在耶稣面对面。
And I was even didn't dare to look at him. I was like that went on my face.
我根本不敢看他与耶稣面对面，我的身体就伏在地上。
With such a fear of the Lord, and I was just in awestruck, so in reverence and trembling.
我真的有一个对神的敬畏，在神面前那个颤抖。
And I was thinking what he was gonna say. If he was gonna say, "Well done, faithful servant."
我就在想说，耶稣，你到底会对我说什么？你会说，很好，你是一个良善的仆人。
And I was just so speechless.
我就完全无言。
And in that moment, he just spoke over me and he said, "I'm merciful and gracious. I'm slow to anger and I'm rich in love."
当时耶稣就对我说，我是满有怜悯慈爱的神，我是不轻易发怒，永远我的慈爱永远长存。
And then he lifted me.
然后耶稣就把我提起来。
And he stretched his hands.
然后他伸出他的手。
And he welcomed me home.
他来欢迎我回家。
And he said, "Welcome home, my daughter."
他说欢迎你回到家里。
And I was just overwhelmed.
我就非常的感动。
With his love of acceptance.
因为是神的爱与接纳。
And with his sweet and gentle voice at the same time very powerful like a sound of many waters.
他的声音非常的安慰我，而且他声音就好很温和，而且就像重水的声音。
And he allowed me just to look to his face.
他也让我看到他的脸。
And his face was just brighter than the sun.
然后他的脸就比太阳还要明亮。
So radiating and transcending light.
就是那种超越的阳光，光在他的脸上。
Brilliance of his glory just, I was blinded by such unapproachable light.
他就被这种荣光所他的眼睛就被这个荣光所有点叫什么还不知道蒙瞎了。
And then he. Looked at me with his eyes.
他就用他的眼睛看着我。
And the eyes was just the fire of love which consumed me.
然后他我就我的指我就双眼就直直看了他的眼睛，看到他的那种火焰的爱充满他的眼睛。
And then he embraced me in his arms of love, and I was just overwhelmed by such a love.
然后神，然后他就拥抱我，用他的爱来拥抱我。
And in that moment, just feeling such a peace and joy of the Lord, and but overwhelming love of Christ, I was just so undone.
当时我就经历神那种，这种永恒的爱，我就非常的，我就融化了，我根本整个人就，放就完全的瓦解。
And in that moment, he asked me. He said, "Someone would like to stay here in heaven. I would like to go back to earth."
当时耶稣就对我说：“你要留在这里吗？你要留在天上，还是你情愿回到地上呢？”
He's such a gentleman. He never forces.
他是何等的温和，他从来不强迫我们做任何事。
And he gave me a freedom to choose.
神给我自由去选择。
When he asked me that.
当神这样对我说
，He showed my life in front of my eyes.
他就让我的看到我的一生
，which flashed out in front of me like in a film.
就在我的面前，很快的，一眨眼的掠过，就让我看到我以前我所活的一生。
And in that moment, when I saw my life, I came to realization that all my life I was living for myself.
当耶稣这样子，向我看，让我看到我自己的生命的时候，我才发现，原来我一生里面都是为自己而活。
It was all about me, my dreams, my desires, my plan, my will, my calling, all about me.
我一直看到全部都是我自己，我的梦想，我的将来，我的服侍，我的一切都是为了，全部都是自己。
And I just said, Lord, I repent.
我就跟神说，主啊，我悔改。
By dying, I realized actually it's not about me, Jesus, it's all about you.
是透过死亡，我才发现。从来不是关于这一生，不是活着，不是为了我自己，而是为你而活。
As I died for you, I want to live for you and for your glory alone and for your will.
那我死的时候，我才发现，我们应该为你而活，为你而死，为完全为耶稣，唯一为耶稣。
And in that moment, he granted my request.
当那时候，耶稣就回应我的要求。
But if next time people ask me if I want to come and stay, I would never ever come back.
假如下一次耶稣再问我，我从此一定不会再回来了。
Because Jesus is my everything.
因为耶稣是我的一切。
He's the love of my soul.
他是我灵魂的爱人。
He's my bridegroom.
他是我的良人。
And he's my desire.
他是我的渴望。
And my dream, but you know, being in heaven with him, you become one.
你知道，在天上，你与耶稣是融合为一。
And his desires, my desire, his will become my will. It's unity and oneness.
真的就在天上，你与他合一，他的旨意就成为我们的心愿。
But then it was another sin.
因为那边没有罪恶的分离。
He showed my family.
神也让我看到我的家人。
Which Warren said and were persecuting me.
就是曾经逼迫我。
And actually, I said, Lord, send me and I'll go for their salvation.
然后我就跟神说：“主啊，你差遣我吧，我愿意去到他们中间收取他们的救恩。”
Because I want them be in eternity with you.
因为我渴望他们与你在永恒里面合一。
Because, everyone asks me if I saw in heaven.
很多人都会问我你在天上看到什么
？Angels.
看到天使。
24 elders.
24长老。
Living creatures.
活物是活物
Cloud of witnesses
云彩的见证人
New Jerusalem and Golden Roads
还有新耶路撒冷还有那个金黄金的地
But you know everything is there
你知道所有的东西都在圣经里面
But I was so captivated by the beauty of his holiness
可是我更被吸引的是神的圣洁和他的荣美
And his overwhelming love
和他的那个慈爱
That I couldn't take my eyes off him.
我的眼睛没有办法离开他。
And everything else they glorified away next to his glory. He's the most glorious.
所以说一切在天上所有的一切跟耶稣相比都不能比较，因为耶稣是最荣美的。
Shining with his splendor and majesty.
他在他的荣耀里面。
So and the Lord gave me a revelation.
神就给我一个启示。
He said. you know, how we care for salvation of your family.
你知道吗? 我会给你, 你家人的救恩,
I care for mine.
我也在乎我的,
my family, which is every tribe, language, tongue, and nations.
可是耶稣说, 我也在乎我, 我要拯救的那些人, 就是万国万民, 万族。
So I was just commissioned from heaven to come and tell you.
我是被神从天上差来到这里告诉你们
Jesus is heaven.
耶稣就是天堂
And no Jesus is no heaven.
没有耶稣就没有天堂
And he is real.
而他是真实的
And he is coming soon.
而且他是要再来了 很快要来了
So, I didn't experience death alone.
我不只仅仅经历死亡
12 of us died.
12个人跟我一起死了
Instantly.
当下就死掉了。And
two of us were given a choice.
有两个人,
I don't know about the 10 others.
我不晓得其他人怎么样,
they probably were given a choice and they choose to stay.
也许耶稣也有给他们选择机会, 可是他们就选择留下。
But me and my other friend were given a choice.
可是我还有另外一个朋友也有一个机会。
And actually he was taken to the Lord as well, face to face. But before that, before heaven, he was taken to hell.
我的那个朋友, 他也有被 带到耶稣面对面看到耶稣 可是他见耶稣之前 神带他去地狱了
To bring up reality of hell and heaven is real
所以让你看到说地狱跟天堂是真实的
And the Lord doesn't want anyone to be lost
而且神不希望任何的人迷失
But come to the knowledge of him through believing in Christ Jesus
每一个人都能够认识耶稣基督 能够认识他
So when I die
相信他
Sister, Holy Spirit came upon her.
所以当我死的时候，圣灵来到我的姐姐身上。
She started praying for me.
她就开始为我祷告。And
you know the Lord, He is interceding right now in the right hand of the Father.
你知道耶稣在天父的右边为我们不断的祷告吗？
For you and me.
为我们来祷告。And
you know, the prayer of the righteous really avails much.
你知道吗? 艺人的祷告是真的很有果效。And
the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead raised me.
同样使耶稣从死里复活的灵也使我从死里复活。And
you know, when my spirit came back to my body,
当我的灵回到我的身体的时候,
I was completely ruined.
我的整个身体都是支破残离毁灭。
And many others were praying for me too.
还有其他人也为我祷告
But you know, Jesus is resurrection and life
你知道吗? 耶稣是, 复活的, 还生命
And in that moment, when I came back like I was, because I was next to the bomb next to me, my friends were just head were detonated, were instantly killed
因为我们都在那个炸弹的旁边 其他的人都是当下就死了 当场就死亡
And my body was ruined as well
我的身体也被炸开
Half of my head was split open
我的头一半都是炸开 有一个洞
Hole in my right side
整个在我的
Big hole
头的右边有个很大的洞
And then my side I was completely blinded with my other friend We lost our side We were blinded by the blast
我的眼睛就被弄瞎了 因为那个炸弹的碎片炸到我们 然后还有我的另外的朋友也是一样
And my skin was burned It was just raw flesh
然后我的 我的皮肤都被烧伤了 然后就是那种 就是肉都是敞开的肉
And the fountain of blood was gushing from top of my head till my toes It was just so painful
然后从头到脚都是那种血要喷出来 都非常的疼痛
And I remember, you know, I was sobbing and so much pain when I came back to the suffering
我当时我还记得我回到我身体的时候是何等的痛楚 在这种苦楚里面 我就在哭求
And you know Jesus said He is worthy When we are sharing His suffering He's the joy set before us That He is worthy
你知道耶稣说他是配得的 他就是配得我们在 为他受苦的
As we share His suffering We'll share the glory
因为你与他一同 受苦, 你就与他一同得荣耀。
And you know what? Without death, we can see the Lord.
你知道吗? 你不死, 没有死亡, 你就不能见神。
And what happened? The Lord, in that moment, just, you know, He raised me the same day because in the Middle East, if you die the same day, they will bury the same day because everyone asked me how long I was dead. But I was dead the same day and the Lord raised me from the same day.
因为在回教徒的世界，你当天死，他们当天就把你埋葬了。所以有很多人问我死了多久，他其实就当天就立刻复活了。
So they were rushing me to the hospital.
他们把我送到医院。
And then, before that, my sister saw me. I was like, all my clothes was burned off too.
当我姐姐看到我的时候，就看到我全身的衣服都就被烧掉。
And she was trying to cover me and just to comfort me.
她就希望来遮盖我，还有安慰我。
Because I was sobbing, it was so painful.
因为我在哭，因为非常的痛。
Excruciating pain.
是非常的疼痛。
And in that moment, she told me God is in control and He's sovereign.
她就告我姐姐告诉我神在掌权，她是。
She was holding her tears.
她也在想要哭泣。
And you know what? That moment, Lord reminded me that He is with me.
神当时就提醒我说，其实他与我同在。
And I started worshiping Emmanuel, who is with me.
然后我就开始敬拜说，以马内利就是神与我们同在。
And then I was already in advance thanking Him for healing me.
我已经开始在感谢主，神要医治我
，and restoring me.
要来恢复我。
Because doctors, I mean, all when they saw me, they were actually telling my mom and dad that I will make it. Say goodbye.
因为当医生看到我的时候，他们都跟我父母说我不可能存活。他就说你就准备你的心要埋葬他吧。
I was in coma in and out.
我就在昏迷出离就在昏迷跟醒清醒之间。
They said if I will ever make it, I will be blinded for life.
有人说我会一生都瞎眼。
And might have a brain damage and loss of memory.
也会有头脑创伤，所以就会失忆。
And they didn't know if our skin will be restored. My skin.
也不晓得他的皮肤会不会恢复。
Was because of the degree of burns was really high.
因为被烧掉的那个程度是非常高的。
But you know when I was praising him in pain.
可是当我在敬拜神，在痛苦里面敬拜神。
And everyone was praying for my healing and myself as well.
很多人也为我祷告，为我的医治来祷告。
It's with God, nothing is impossible.
在神里面没有难成的事。
So He is a resurrection, life, and a healer.
他的确是复活的主，生命还有医治的主。
And I was already praising Him for who He is.
我已经在耶稣面前赞美他，因为他的所事。
And He's finished.Cross, I mean, work on the cross.
而且他这个在十字架上面所成就的事。
They are already healed by his wounds.
我已经被我已经在他里面被得医治了。
Even though I was in all pain.
虽然我那时候全身都是疼痛。
But you know, it's a really easy to worship Jesus when you're all good and it's very nice and it's everything okay, a comfortable, complacent life.
你知道很容易在一个很舒服的环境的没有困难的时候在敬拜神。
But it's really a sacrifice in trials and tribulation and suffering and worship Him.
可是当你在很痛苦的里面在敬拜神，真的是一个献祭一样。
It's like Paul and Silas when they were beaten in prison, they were worshiping Jesus.
就好像保罗他们被逼迫传福音的时候，他们在监狱里面还是依然敬拜赞美神。
The Lord broke the chains of prison and released them.
神就临到他们，还有彼得他们，神就把他们的捆锁松开，让他们从监狱里面释放出来。
And they started worshiping.
所以我就开始敬拜。
And they were released.
然后就有一个释放。
And the same with me when I started worshiping Jesus, joining heaven.
当我与天堂一同合一来敬拜神的时候
，I was released from the pain.
我就从疼痛里面释放出来。
And they brought me to the hospital.
所以他们带我到医院。
And the doctors did possible, but God did impossible.
耶稣在耶稣里面没有难成的事，虽然医院的医生说不行了。
And the doctors actually were Muslims, the Muslim hospital.
所以因为那些医生他们都是回教徒，在回教的医院里面。
As soon as they found out that I was a convert from Islam, they were trying to finish me off and were torturing me, putting the bandages on me and ripping off my flesh.
当他们知道说我是基督徒的时候，他们当场就想要杀死我，就把我刚刚包裹好的伤口就弄开，就让他虐待他。
And I was screaming my head off of the pain.
我就一直在。一直在尖叫，因为是非常的疼痛。
But I was praying and blessing my enemies who were persecuting.
可是我一直也在祷告，也祝福那些伤害我的敌人。
And forgave them because the Lord forgave me.
也饶恕他们，因为神饶恕了我。
And praise the Lord for the Christian doctors who heard through the news and actually the Lord brought them miraculously. And they kidnapped us from the hospital and performed surgeries, had 3 surgeries.
所以后来有一些基督徒的医生听见这个消息，就从他就救他，基本上就是把他抢走，就强行的把他带走了，掳走了，从回教徒的医院里面抱走，然后到一个他就在他身上可以开刀帮他恢复。
And I supposed to not live, not see, not hear, not walk, not even breathe.
我当时其实是应该是不能看，不能走路，不能讲话，不能呼吸的人。
And you know what? The Lord, He is a healer.
你知道吗？神是医治的神。
And today what you see, it's a supernatural miracle of healing.
所以我今天还能看见是神超自然的医治。
Even doctors say it's a miracle.
因为就算医生说都是一个神迹。
But it's a miracle maker.
因为他是一个行神迹的神。
He restored my skin, gave me new skin graft, not by man but by God.
神给我新的皮肤，这不是人造的，是神给的。
And new skin grew. You can see I have skin, and so good to have skin and not take everything for granted.
你知道吗？有多好？你有皮肤嘛？你不要这一切都不是应当的，该有的。理所当然的。
And the Lord opened my eyes, and me and my other friend were blinded instantly. But the Lord opened my eyes in 3 days. It was like, wow.
所以神，我跟我的朋友同样当下就是瞎掉，可是神在三天之后就使我们的瞎眼得医治，就能看见。
It's like Saul had an encounter in Damascus with the Lord and become a Paul. It was like seeing the glory of Jesus. I was just completely.
就好像扫罗他在大马色的路上被神的荣光所瞎掉，然后三天以后就眼睛再能看见。
And we're still praying for my other brother who hasn't haven't sinned yet. We're still praying for all these years for him to that his sight will be restored.
我还在为我们其中一个弟，我的家里的哥哥祷告，希望他们能够认识神。
And then my head, it's the Lord just completely healed. No memory loss.No brain damage.
神完全的医治我的头脑，我没有任何的失忆，也没有任何的创伤。
And I don't have no scars except one. It's in my hand.
而且我身上也没有任何的一个疤痕，除了一个在我手上。
And then I was praying, Lord, remove even this wound, this scar.
可是我就向神祷告说，主啊，你可以把最后一个，我就为。完全的医治来祷告，你可以把这个疤痕也拿走吗？
But the Lord said, I have by the marks of suffering for eternity in my side and my hands.
我是，可是耶稣对我说，我身上也有一个印记，就是一个受苦的印记到永恒里面。
And also, it's like for remembrance of his death and resurrection and his return.
而且这印记也是要纪念他的死亡、他的复活，还有他的再来。
That we will care the suffering of Christ and we will share the glory.
因为神很在乎我们的受苦，因为我们在受苦，与他一同受苦，就会与他一同得荣耀。
And I have that scar, I will show you, and I think also the Lord left it for those who doubt, like the Thomas, that they will believe.
神也让我们看到这个疤痕，就是帮助像那些人有疑惑的人，就像多马他那些不信的人，他看到那个疤痕。
Can you see it?Yeah, this is a scar.
看到吗？在他头上。
It was half of my head that the surgeries and the Lord did just little one.
So left. 那时候我是半个头都炸开，现在神就只剩下那一点点的疤痕。
So you will see the wound and they will believe.
所以当他们看到我的这个疤痕，他们就会相信我所讲的。
But the Lord said, "Bless haven't seen but believed."
神说那些没有看见就相信的人就更为有福。
And you know.It didn't stop there.
可是没，我不停在那里。
We were like about 200-300 of us injured.
我们有两三百的人都受伤了。
50 between death and life.
有五十个在生死之间。
So the Lord, He completely, He is a healer. Yesterday, today, and forever the same. He healed us all miraculously and quickly.
神真的是从过去、今日与将来都是一样的神，他完全的医治我们是超自然的，他是医治者。
So what?
五十个人，对啊，我有讲五十。
So what happened? In that moment, you know, it didn't stop there. After my family actually experienced so many signs and wonders and miracles, most of the Lom actually experienced God and even my dad.
所以我的家人有很多都经历很多神迹奇事，就连我的父亲也有亲身经历这些神迹。
He had a dream of Jesus and my mom, and Jesus appeared to them as a Lamb of God.
而且在我父亲母亲的梦里面，神耶稣向他们显现，让他们认识耶稣就是神。
In the process of time, actually had a car accident. He was dying and was paralyzed. We prayed for him. The Lord healed him.
有一次他就在车祸里面差点要死了，然后我们为他祷告，他就得医治。
And now he believes in Jesus.
所以他现在也是基督徒，他也相信耶稣。
My mom, my brother.
也是我的母亲，还有我的哥哥们。
We pray for the two other brothers and the rest of the family, but we believe the Lord, the good work that He started, He will complete the good also our faith.
还有两个哥哥还没有信主，可是我们相信继续的为他们祷告，神会把开始的工作他会完成的，因为他是信实的。
So the Lord is really mighty to save.
所以神真的是伟大拯救者。
And then you know, the terrorists because the ones they couldn't find the terrorists and they actually called.All the ministers in the church, and they actually put them in the jail and beat them for they converted from Islam to Christianity. And one of them was my sister. Does make sense? Basically, the church members were persecuted and put in jail, and the ministers.
Oh, 所以他们教会的服侍的人还有基督徒都被送去坐监牢，然后被逼迫。
And you know, my sister were beaten and others because they were accused that they bombed the church.
因为很多人他们我姐姐也被打，然后也被逼迫，就说他们是放炸弹在里面的人，因为他们抓不到恐怖分子。
But they in the persecution shared the gospel with them.
可是在这个逼迫里面，我们可以透过逼迫来跟他们传福音。
And the Lord released them from the jail, miraculously sending the angels open the prison doors.
所以神也救他们从监狱面出来，是神迹奇事的把他们释放出来。
And it's the Lord's goodness, but you know, the terrorists were found eventually because they killed so many Christians and Jews and bombed many churches.
所以神是信实的，可是最后他们还是能找到那个恐怖分子，因为他们杀了很多的基督徒、犹太教徒、犹太教徒。
And they were caught and sentenced to death.
所以就把他们去判死刑了。
But I choose to forgive them.
可是我们选择赦免他们。
Even they murdered me and my friends.
虽然他们。逼迫还甚至于杀了我们我的朋友
because Jesus said,
可是因为耶稣在十字架上说
He prayed to the Father, said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
因为耶稣对天父也是同样的祷告说主啊你赦免他们的罪因为他们不晓得他们自己在做什么
So I joined his prayer and I said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
所以我也跟耶稣同样的祷告说主啊赦免他们的罪因为他们不晓得他们自己在做什么
By blowing up, they're thinking they're serving God.
他们以为在放炸弹杀派别人是在服侍神
And I pray that they will have the soul to Paul encounters.
我们真的祷告说，让很多的灵魂能够遇见神。
And we've written a letter of mercy.
我们也写了一封信，是怜悯的信。
That they will be released, and as they were actually released from the eternal prison, they weren't killed. They were actually in prison for life.
所以后来他们写信给地上去，他为他们求情，所以结果他们就没有判，就没有死了。他们是在监狱里面要无期徒刑呀。Yeah.
And I was praying.
然后我就一直在祷告。
That this terrorist will have soul to Paul encounters as a Muslims as well.
就说这个回教徒也他的灵魂会得救。
Because Saul was a terrorist.And he became Paul.
Oh, 因为就像扫罗一样，他们以前扫罗也是一个恐怖分子，可是他后来成为基督徒了。
And you know what? I was one of them. I was a Muslim.
我也是曾经是一个回教徒。
I was an enemy of God.
我也是神的敌人。
But he made me his friend by laying down his life for his friend.
可是神使我们成为他的朋友，他为我们放下他的生命。
And because of that,
因为这个缘故
as I was praying for them,
我为他们祷告。
Actually, the head of them had dreams of Jesus, and they came to the Lord.
So they also had a dream, and they saw Jesus come to their dream
and
appear to them.
And in that time,
在那时候,
No picture, sorry.
不能照相。
It's just for security reasons. You can't take any pictures.
我是为了安全的缘故, 请你们不要照相。
I would appreciate if you will honor that and
yeah,
not take pictures.
希望你们不要照相。
And you know what? It's very important for us to really forgive.
这是很重要的, 对我们一定要诚心地来赦免, 去饶恕别人。
And the, it's, you know, forgiving those. And then, you know, the guys who came to the Lord, the terrorists, actually, we break bread and they ask me for forgiveness and release forgiveness.
神来到我们中间, 就是他的, 用他的身体, 还有他的那个, 最后的晚餐, 剥开的时候, 就让我们看到神的饶恕。
And there's such a fear of...
Oh, 恐怖分子用他一起用圣餐, 他们能够... 原来那个恐怖分子也变成基督徒, 就跟他一起共... 拿领圣餐就经历这个饶恕。
So in this moment, I just want to say that the Lord is really bringing a reconciliation, calling us to minister of reconciliation.
我在这里我就要跟你们分享说, 神真的呼召我们去成为使人和好的人。
And especially I believe as you Chinese called to back to Jerusalem.
特别是这些我们的华人, 我们是被神呼召我们要传福音回到耶路撒冷。
Through the Silk Road. Silk Road.
透过那个丝路,丝绸之路。
And it's really to bring the Ishmael and Isaac and one new man through the Lord Christ Jesus.
真的是帮助以撒 以撒和以实玛利的后代能够和好, 让他们在主耶稣基督里面成为一个新造的人。
So I just want to call today, it's such a fear of in America of after 9/11 and right now with ISIS of Muslims and terrorists.
我真的想跟你们说, 在美国现在有一种对回教徒的一种惧怕, 特别是在911跟这个ISS的事情。
But you know, the Lord didn't give us a spirit of fear.
可是你知道神没有给我们一个惧怕的灵。
But you know, He wants us, His perfect love casts out all the fear.
你知道神完全的爱把一切惧怕都除去。
So He didn't give us a weapon of hatred.
神也没有给我们一个, 恨恶人的灵, 仇恨的心。
But only one is love.
只有爱。
You can only overcome by His love.
你只能胜过是透过神的爱。
And today I just want to say that the Lord wants us to walk in faith, not by fear.
神渴望我们走在信心里面，不是在惧怕里面。
And be His hands and feet.
真的成为他的手跟脚。
Messengers of love.
成为他的信息，爱的信息。
And today I just want to say with this conclusion.
我今天真的想要用这样的结束结语。
Do you know what? I believe you're living in the time of His return.
我相信这是他回来的最后的时段。
The most what I have dreams and visions about the return of Jesus.
是我常常会有梦到耶稣再来的一些意象。
And it's a, like really a sounding alarm and the trumpet right now.
真的就是在一个吹号，在灵里面的一个警告警讯。
The body of Christ to wake up.
呼求神的身体要苏醒,
and really come out from your complacency and your comfort lifestyle here.
从你的, 安全区, 从你的那种很舒服的生活里面出来,
and to really wake up and come back to the first love.
真的苏醒过来, 回到那个起初的爱,
and to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul and strength.
真的来用你的全身尽心尽性尽意来爱 主你的神,
and go in deeper intimacy with Christ.
然后跟他走在更亲密的里面,
and really loving your neighbor.
真的是爱你的邻舍,
and loving your enemies.
而且也爱你的仇敌。
And I just would like to invite you that you will just live focusing in eternity.
我真的是呼, 劝勉你们要专注为永恒而活。
Because life is really short. When I died, I was young.
而且因为生命是非常短暂的，我死的时候非常年轻。
And that we will come to the Lord and we will hear, well done, faithful servant.
然后当我们来到主耶稣面前的时候，他就会跟你说， 你是一个良善忠心的仆人。
And it's only one question the Lord will ask.
到时候神就会问你一个问题。
Not what you have done, but did you love me?
他不会说你做了什么，他会问你，你爱我吗？
And you know, it's just so important for us as a bride, be lovesick bride.
你真的知道吗？对我们非常重要的身份就是我们是心腹，我们需要爱我们的新郎。
And I believe the Lord wants to baptize your heart with a fire to ignite your hearts to burn for Him.
可是神的心是渴望我们被神的爱所充满，被神的爱所点燃，充满爱的来对向耶稣。
And that you can receive His love and share His love.
能够领受他的爱，也分享他的爱。
And be the messengers of love.
成为爱的信息。
And His hands and feet.
成为他的手跟脚。
Because he said, until the gospel won't be preached to the whole world, he won't come back.
因为福音没有传到地极的话，从全世界被传遍的话，他不能回来。
And we would appreciate if you would pray for Middle East right now, especially going through the really hard persecution.
我特别邀请你们也为我们祷告，因为我们也经历很多的逼迫。
And the ISIS is beheading the Christians because they love the Lord.
在中东的地带里面，很多的基督徒也是被逼迫被杀，因为他们爱主耶稣。
And would you just cast out all your idols and make Jesus your everything?
你们愿意把你生命里面所有的偶像都放下，只是把耶稣成为你的唯一。
And really deny yourself.
我真的是放下你自己。
And take up your cross.
你的舍己来背起你的十字架，来跟随他，就算至于死也要跟随他。
So would you pray?
你要来祷告吗？
And then would you become an answer to your prayer and go?
你愿意成为这样的祷告也回应这样的祷告去？
And would you send as well?
去被拆出去成为神的爱？
And I think the Lord wants you to partner in this and not be really just sitting in your seat only.
神真的非常渴望把这样的心放在里面，不是只是坐在这里。
So I believe the Lord don't want to be only for you to hear, but really to go and bring fruits.
神不是只要你在今天在这里听我讲，而是你要出去，真的是结果子。
So I would appreciate your prayers for peace, for provision, for protection.
我也非常感谢你们，为我的祷告，就为我祷告的供应，还有保护，还有神的平安。
Because the Lord actually is bringing so much revival in Middle East, so millions of Muslims coming to the Lord, even the terrorists.
因为神现在正在中东的地带做很大复兴的工作，有很多千千万万的回教徒来归向耶稣。虽然那边有 ISIS 这样的攻击。
And it's not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit.
可是真的不是靠势力和才能，是靠神的灵。
So the Lord is just releasing and pouring out His Spirit.
所以神真的是释放他的圣灵。
For us.
为我们释放他的灵
to really be burning for him.
真的是为他而燃烧。
And getting oil to our lamps.
真的在你的灯里面要有油。
So I just want to call the marriage to come out and sit at Jesus' feet.
真的是想要呼召这些玛利亚出来。
Because it's
在耶稣的脚前坐下。
It's so much Martha right now.
因为有太多的马大就是忙忙碌碌。
And also the Johns, the beloved, that they come and lean in the heart of Christ.
可是我们要成为像约翰一样，在耶稣的胸前躺着。
And really, just to for you to rise up and be bold and courageous.
真的是你兴起的时刻，成为大胆来放胆来传福音的时候。
Like Esther for such a time as this.
就像以西帖，为了这样的时刻而活。
So and the, you know, I just want to invite you. Would you just stand up?
我想请你们每一个人都站起来。
And let's just worship. I was just asking.
我们就敬拜他。
How should we close this? And the Lord actually wants you to just join the heaven right now.
神只是想要你现在就与天上合一的敬拜他。
Let's just worship the Lord like angels and the 24 elders.
真的好像天使在天上敬拜一样，24长老在天上在对神的敬拜一样。
Which they're singing, "Worthy is the Lamb."
他们在呼求，神羔羊配得。
Who was slain from the foundation of the earth, to receive the reward of suffering?
因为他是配得，因为羔羊是配得到他的困苦而得到的那个奖赏。
And just crying out.Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come.
就 他们也在神面前 呼喊说圣洁圣洁圣哉圣哉圣哉，你是今古昔在今在永在的神。
And I believe the Lord want to give you breakthrough today.
我也相信神要给我们突破。
But it's in your thanksgiving and praise.
就是在你的敬拜和感恩里面。
And would you just already by faith give thanks?
我们现在就来凭信心就来感谢神，好吗
？The biggest challenge in your life you have.
为你生命里面最大的困难来感谢神。
If you need a salvation.
假如你需要得救救恩。
You already can thank him.
你已经可以感谢他。
And your loved one to be saved as well.
还有你的亲人，你的爱，你所爱的人得救。你也可以为他已经先来感谢。
And if you need healing,
假如你需要医治，
you can already praise him.
你也可以为他感谢，已经先感恩了。
You are healed by his wounds.
你是因为他的鞭伤而得医治。
And just do business with the Lord.
真的是来向他呼求。
So, would you just come and just worship Christ right now?
我们就来敬拜神好吗
？And just give him thanks.
就开始感谢他。
For everything.
为你生命里面一切来感谢他。
And you're welcome to come to the altar or stay in your place.
你也欢迎，你可以到前面来，或是在你的座位上。
Let me just pray for you, and we can just enter the worship.
Okay, 我们就他会为你们祷告，然后就开始敬拜。
May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你。
And keep you.
来保守你。
May His face shine upon you.
让神的荣光照在你身上，被对你有恩典。
May He lift up His countenance upon you.
让他的脸光照你。
And give you peace.
给你平安。
Lord,
主啊
，We thank you.
我们感谢你
for your word.
因为你的话
，We are wanna bring fruits for eternity.
我们渴望为永恒而结果子。
And we wanna live for you and you alone, Jesus.
我们渴望为你。单单为你而活。
And we thank you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you, you are the greatest gift of all.
因为你是最大的赏赐。
If we want to lay down our lives for you.
我们愿意放下自己的生命为了你。
Jesus.
耶稣。
We want to love you.
我们渴望爱你。
Even unto death.
就算至于死。
And be faithful unto death.
而且有至于死，我们也忠心。
And right now we just take our cross.
我们现在就背起我们的十字架。
Deny ourselves.
舍己。
And follow you.
来跟随你。
And we thank you, Lord.
而且我们感谢。
For breakthrough of healing right now.
会给我们医治。
For breakthrough of salvation.
还有救恩的突破
，for breakthrough of salvation of the loved ones and family，
还有在家人里面的救恩的突破，我们就感谢你
，and we just thank you Jesus，
我们就谢谢你耶稣
，for deliverance，
为释放来感谢
，for freedom，
为自由来感谢
，for revival，
为复兴而感谢
，for a baptism of fire，
被圣灵的火来浇灌
，and baptism of love，
还有神的爱来浇灌。
To be the lovesick bride,
成为一个因爱成病的心腹
To burn for you, Jesus,
就为你而火热
We just worship you,
我们就来敬拜你
And we sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God.
我们就呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，你是圣哉的圣主，圣洁的神
Who was and is and is to come,
昔在，今在，永在的神，你要再来
We say, come, Holy Spirit.
我们说，是的，圣灵，愿你来
Receive all the glory and praise.
愿你得到一切的荣耀，一切的赞美。
And we just bless you.
我们就来祝福你的名。
And I just want to minister to your heart right now.
我们现在就来对你的心
来祷告。And be after your heart, Lord.
主啊，我们愿意来追求你的心意。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know the Revelation song?
Yeah.
We'll just sing that one. Let's just all just worship. And you, we can.
我们一起来敬拜好了。Yeah. Johnny, 你有上吗？Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just sing the Revelation song and focus in heaven.
Okay. 我们希望天打开。
And we just worship him and give him thanks.
我们先不要走，我们就短短几分钟，好不好
？And just focus in Jesus.
我们要得到，是不是
？And his beauty of his holiness.
听了那么多。
And his love.
他是爱。
To just really be joining heaven.
我们真的打开我们自己，注视天上，注视主耶稣，好吗？
Let's just worship him.
我们来敬拜他，每一个人都敬拜他。你是慕道友没有关系，你一起学习来啊。最后的时间是最重要的，阿门。主在我们当中，基督徒啊，你是基督徒要火热的。If you are Christian, you need to focus on Jesus. Seek him right now, a man. We hear the word of faith. Now we need to. 你有病痛的时候。
荣耀
触摸那些今天第一次来的人。
May you also touch our visitors, first comers.
主啊，求你的灵来到我们当中。
Spirit God, come. We welcome you.
我们为今天的聚会献上感谢。
Thank you for this morning's sharing.
我们相信神的道已经撒出去了。
We believe that God's word has been planted.
主啊，你是医治的神。
Lord, you are our healer.
主啊，你是爱我们的神。
You a God who loves us.
你非常爱我们。
You love us very much.
你借着撒玛姊妹的见证。
You speak through Sama's testimony.
你是真实的神。
That you are a real God.
主啊，你是真实的神。
God, you are real.
我们需要认识你。
We need to know you.
我们需要认识你。
We need to know you.
圣灵啊，求你做工。
Spirit God, come and work among us.
我们今天不是来看一个 show。
We didn't come here to see a show.
我们是要认识你。
We come to know you.
求主施恩于我们来的每一个人。
May God's grace be upon each person here.
不管我们认不认识你。
No matter whether we know you or not.
主，你特别恩待基督徒。
Lord, may you especially be with the Christians.
你可怜我们。
May you have compassion over us.
Show mercy to us.
May you show mercy to us.
你打开我们的心眼。
May you open the eyes of our heart.
我们愿意热切地爱你。
We want to love you passionately.
求你恩待我们。
May you come and lead us.
我们也为我们今天慕道的朋友们祷告。
We also pray for seeker friends here.
主，你触摸他们的心。
Lord, may you touch their heart.
你当初怎么样吸引撒玛姊妹？
How you attracted Sama to yourself.
用你的爱。
That your love attracted her to yourself.
圣灵啊。
Holy Spirit.
求你今天做同样的工作。
May you do the same thing today.
这是超过我们的理性。
This is surpass our logic.
你触摸我们的灵。
May you touch our spirit.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们今天在这里与你相遇。
Here we want to encounter you.
我们今天在这里已经与你相遇。
We have encountered you.
求主继续对我们说话。
Lord, may you continue to speak to us.
让每一个人都认识你。
May everyone here will know you.
充满你的爱。
Fill with your love.
祷告奉主的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
神的百姓说。
God's people say, Amen.
我们今天聚会到此结束。
We conclude our worship here.
请到隔壁一起用餐。
Welcome to go next door for lunch.